In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I have Eleanor McCullen with me today. But before we speak with Eleanor, I'm just talking. Today is the Feast of the Archangels of Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And the scripture says, these are ministering spirits, the angels, sent to help us, you and I, who are on the way to salvation. Hebrews 1, the last verse. These are ministering spirits sent to help us on the way to salvation. I'm not into buying angels in stores because I don't know if these angels have anything to do with Jesus and have anything to do with ministering to us. You know, the times of angels has come, and everybody has an angel on their shoulder, or an angel here, an angel there. I'm not into it, because I don't know if these angels are involved with Jesus and involved with us. I want to keep with Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. And today, I ask you to pray for my mother and father and brother, since it happens to be my birthday. I was born on the Feast of the Angels, and that is when I was born, and you know what? This is the Feast of the Angels. They are ministering spirits sent to help us on the way to salvation, to help you. You know, at Mass, we have angels all around because where Jesus is, there the angels are. When two or three are gathered together, the angels are there too because Jesus is present. And where Jesus is, the angels are. In the congregation, the angels are there. Around the congregation, around the priest. Listen, we are completely surrounded by ministering spirits sent to help you and me on the way to salvation. So we have Eleanor here today, and we want to talk about what they're doing in Planned Parenthood because we don't want to forget what they are doing.
Well, hello, everyone. I have a little laryngitis, but it's so sweet to be here with Father because it is his birthday. And we all wish you a wonderful, happy birthday, Father. Many blessings fall upon you, not only today, but forever and ever and ever. And you remind me, I think, Father, that you are an angel. You're a good angel because your mission is exactly what you said, the three angels. Their mission was to help us on our way to salvation. And Father, that's what you've been doing for 36 years as a priest and probably before that. So you're helping us all. You're a man of service. And the Pope talked about service. We should be servants. We should be people of service. And Father, you are. They talk about Dorothy Day, the Catholic worker, and they talk about Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King. But Father, you're right there too. And you are a man of service. So I thank God for you as we celebrate your birthday. I thank God for you and your life and your vocation as a priest as you lead us all to salvation. So now that was a happy talk and happy to do that. But now we have to get into the real world of what's happening. And it's not a good time to be alive. It seems like everything is upside down. But you know what? We were born for a time like this. It's not a coincidence that we are born when Planned Parenthood is having a scandal that's horrific, that the governments are all fighting, that abortion is still prevalent. We've been born for a time like this, and not just to be born for a time like this, but to do something at a time like this. The Lord's counting on us to do something with all these things that are surrounding us and sometimes getting us discouraged. But the Lord says, don't get discouraged. Do something. And as you do something, even if it's something little, do something. As you do it, you will be uplifted and you will be helping. And God is counting on us. That's why we were born for a time like this. The people who are listening are lights of Christ. It's time now. It's time. This is your time. This is our time to shine our light, to shine our light of Christ, to speak out, to not be hidden underneath a bushel basket. This is our time for courage. This is our time to do something. I remember years ago when I first met Father, Father was encouraging me to do something, and I said, well, they are doing it. And Father said, nobody's doing it. You are they. So everybody that's listening to me today, you are they. You've been born for a time like this to shine, and shine by doing something to help society, to help your neighbor, to help your family. So what we're talking about today is the horrific scandal at Planned Parenthood. And we thank God for letting this be exposed. If you've watched any of the videos or even a small amount of the videos, what you notice is some people that are working in the abortion industry talking nonchalantly about an aborted baby trying to protect the organs. And talking about that a liver is, you can get more money for a liver that you sell than another organ or a kidney, and they try to do a gentle abortion. It's also crazy that we're talking like this. We're talking about a child in the womb being killed, and then they're trying to do it in such a way that they save the organs, and then they go and sell the organs. I mean, is this a civilized community? You know, Father, we live in America. American people are generous. You see it in times of catastrophe. American people are the first ones there. But Father, we are generous, but we take our young from the womb. Now, is this a civilized society? That's what I'm asking you. So before we go off the radio today, there are some things that we're going to suggest to you. Three things. You can do all three. Or one, pick one, but I'm going to say do all three. And the first thing we're going to talk about is this scandal of Planned Parenthood. Now today, if you watch the news, you'll see where there's a representative from Planned Parenthood. She's being grilled by the Congress. I suppose she has to answer questions. So thank God we got to this point. And our prayer is that the Lord brings this to fruition in the fact that she's caught in lies while she's being grilled, that she's all mixed up, that people can see even more than the videos, that the people that are evil are not speaking truth. So let the truth come out. So that's our prayer as they're grilling this woman, because there's a lot of talk on Congress and Capitol Hill about not giving money to Planned Parenthood. You probably realize after all this conversation that our taxpayer money, your money, you go out and work every day. You bring home your money for your family. But a lot of that money goes into taxes. Now you would say, well, I like taxes if it goes to something good, because we need that. We have to build up the roads, etc., whatever they use taxes for. But we do not want our tax money to go to a place, a clinic, a Planned Parenthood that kills our children. We don't want that. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that it's been happening. But I'm one of these people. I don't look back and say, how did it even happen that we're giving money to Planned Parenthood? I say, this is where we are today. They've been exposed. We've seen horrible videos. We've seen them laughing over dinner while they're talking about how much money they can get. And they want to get a little bit more for this organ than that organ, because that woman said she wanted to buy a Lamborghini. I mean, this is not like some movie we rented and you say, well, I think I'll take this movie back because this is ridiculous. We are living in a time of the culture of death, of evil. It's around us. The secular world is around us. But I remind you again, you are the light of Christ. You are now going to let your light shine. So you say, fine, I heard about Planned Parenthood, but what can I do? I'm just a little person. Well, you can do something. You can call the U.S. Capitol, and I'm going to give you the telephone number. Now, when you call, the person will ask you what you want. Now, if you're in Massachusetts, you want to speak to your senator or representative, and you want to say, yes, you do not want your taxpayer money to go for killing our children in the womb. So now, if you're in another state, Arizona, St. Louis, you find out. Don't go to the extra mile. Don't say, well, I don't know who it is. Well, I'm going to give you the name, the big telephone number of the Capitol, and then you find out who the representative is and call. Imagine one person calling makes a difference, but 100 people calling. Imagine how much that makes a difference. So every little light, one person changed the world. That was Jesus Christ. So you can make your mark. You can change the world by making a call and saying, no, defund Planned Parenthood. There's a bill going, and those congressmen need all the help they can get from their constituents. Okay, so now do you have your pencil ready? All right, this is the first challenge that I'm giving you today. The telephone number for the U.S. Capitol is 202-224-3121. And what you're doing, you're asking for your representative, you find out who it is, or your senator, and saying you're calling, you're voicing your opinion that you're against funding Planned Parenthood, no more money going to killing of our children in the womb. And that's my first challenge for you today. Now, the second thing, now, Father, did you want to add something to that about the Planned Parenthood?
Well, I want to add, when you were talking about that we all can do something, I'm thinking about that day that you had one rose left and you wanted to go home because you were exhausted.
Oh, okay, Father. That's a good story. And here again, it actually follows through with what I'm saying. One person, one little thing. You know, we're always waiting for like a big thing to do. I guess that's our human nature. Like, I want to do something really big. But, you know, Mother Teresa and Saint Therese and, oh, we hear it from a lot of the saints. You know that song, Father, you're going to start to sing, little things mean a lot. And that's true. Little things mean a lot. A smile, a hello. And the story Father's remembering is the story of, I was outside of Planned Parenthood, and Frank Porter brings us roses every Wednesday, 3 dozen, and we hand them out to anyone that's coming along the street, and we say, can we give you a rose for life? Life is precious. So that's how we passed that message on. And this day, it was a Tuesday morning, and I was so exhausted. And it was 11 o'clock. I just wanted to go home and get in my car and go home. So, but I was walking down by my car, which is very close to Planned Parenthood. I always get in the first parking spot. And a woman was standing there. And I wanted to get in the car, but I found myself going over to her, and I said, I have one last rose. May I give it to you this morning? Thinking, okay, that's the end of that. Well, as soon as I gave her the beautiful red rose, Father, she just started to cry and cry. I said, oh, my gosh. So what are you crying about? She said, this means so much to me. She said, I'm pregnant. And she said, I'm all alone. And she said, I don't know what to do. And you gave me this rose. Well, immediately, I forgot I was tired. You know, the interesting part of when you put yourself out just a little. Now, believe me, that was a little. And it's true, I was tired. But as soon as I said, oh, well, I can help you. Yeah, like, let's get some help. And what do you need? And as it turned out, just to go a little bit ahead in the story, I would see her once a week. She would come by in a truck, and I would give her baby clothes. And her husband came to my house. I gave her a beautiful antique bassinet and all kinds of stuff, diapers and bottles over the weeks and months. And she says, thank you, thank you. So, but at that day, it was just, I could have taken the rose. In fact, I think I thought, Father, just put the rose in the car and take it home. But no, I didn't do that. And I think I was open to the leading of the Holy Spirit, which we are. We say in the morning, we say, Lord, lead us, love us, guide us, direct us. And you say that. So you're inviting the Holy Spirit to be part of every part of your day. And so that's why I said to her, you know, can I give you this rose? And she cried, and then we helped her. And she just had a beautiful baby girl 3 weeks ago, Father. Beautiful baby girl. And she sent me the picture through the telephone. So little things mean a lot. It doesn't take much for me to do that. And I thank God for that grace to do that.
That's amazing. She has another story about handing a card. This is wonderful, like things that happen because they're little and people just do the right thing. They're being inspired by the Holy Spirit. They don't even know they're being inspired by the Holy Spirit, but they find out that they were inspired. Tell us about the lady that saw the card on the table.
Right. This is a beautiful woman. Her name is Lillian. I hope she's listening, because Lillian is very quiet, but she's unassuming, but she does beautiful, beautiful pro-life work, Father. And this morning she was going over to the Church Immaculate Conception in Stoughton and to make a little holy hour. So she was leaving as she would report the story, and she looked at the kitchen table, and I give a lot of my cards out. They call it the Eleanor card. And she saw it on the kitchen table, and she just picked it up. She put it in her pocket and thought no more of it. It wasn't a big deal. So she went over to Immaculate Conception, and she was doing the holy hour, and the church was dark, and she thought she was alone. But lo and behold, there was a woman in the church. Now, that woman came in off the street. She thought she was alone, and she went into the dark church, and she sat in the last pew, and she cried, and she cried, and she cried. But Lillian was up in front, and she heard the sobbing. So she went into the back, and she said, "My dear, what is happening?" And she said the same thing, "Father, I'm pregnant and I don't know what to do." Well, Lillian just thought of my card and she pulled it out of her pocket. Now, how simple was this? And she gave it to her, and the woman called me. And as you know, people donate clothes to me, Father. I had diapers donated to me. They do baby showers at churches. There's a church that does a baby shower in October. They bring me the stuff, so I'm actually happy to give it out. I gave diapers, bassinet, bathtub to this woman, got her all set up, along with another woman that helped us. Her name was Ann, and there's another woman that helped her too, Betty. So I want to make sure everybody knows that. But it was a simple thing. She picked up the card. She had the card. She gave the card to the woman. And this beautiful woman from Puerto Rico just had a lovely, lovely little baby boy last week. So it's a little things mean a lot. So you just do a little thing with love. And you know how it perks you up. It just makes you, I don't know, it gives you energy. You get energy and grace from that.
It's the anointing. That's the anointing. You know, she was exhausted. She wanted to go home. That was, and you know what? She had the right to go home. But what did she do? She said she saw this woman, didn't know this woman was pregnant, and she gave her a rose. And that's what caused her to have the baby, at least the beginning. You see, these things that God plans are, they seem so simple. Like the lady took the card off the table that morning. She didn't know she was going to meet a woman that was pregnant. But you see, we are inspired by the Holy Spirit, even when we think we're not inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, these little things mean a lot. And I tell you, how many times these little things mean a lot. Today, I had for my birthday, people came into my house, and I was really blessed. My big birthday present was with Henry and Kathy. Now, Henry is sick, and you know, he started to walk up the stairs again today. And we prayed, "Lord, bring him to the next level." So they came to wish me a happy birthday. I said, "Henry and Kathy, especially, they are my birthday present today." And Henry started to play the harmonica. "Happy birthday to you." I'm going to tell you, these little things mean a lot. These little things mean a lot. And, you know, I have all these little things that happen. I just received so many messages. "Father Tom, you were the one that brought me to Jesus. And Father Tom this, Father Tom that. It's all about my mother and father. I had nothing to do with my birth. So please pray for my mother and father and brother today, because we want them to be in the glory of God, in the glory of God."
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I'm going back to my challenging stage. First of all, I challenged everyone to call their congressman. Also to pray. Obviously, I'm assuming you're doing that. Pray that the truth comes out and they are exposed deeper and deeper and deeper, that at least we don't give our taxpayer money to Planned Parenthood. And the next thing I'm going to challenge everybody to do, you perhaps have heard about the 40 Days for Life. Now, I know some of you cannot come out every week to Planned Parenthood, but this is a unique opportunity. It's called 40 Days for Life. So the purpose of it is to bring people out on the streets in front of Planned Parenthood, and there's another abortion place on Harvard Street. But come to Planned Parenthood, 1055, if that's convenient. And just pray. I always say just pray. But prayer is powerful. Prayer is necessary. It's so necessary. It's going to break open the evil of abortion. So you come quietly for an hour and a half, 2 hours. You may hold a sign, a very nice sign. It will just say, life is precious. And you just pray. And you know what? You might say, oh, what good does that do? I can pray at home. But that's true. And people that are listening to me now, maybe you can't come out. Maybe you don't have a car. And you can't. That's okay. I want you to pray at home. But people that can come, can you imagine how important your witness is? Imagine if you just see Mary and I standing there on a Tuesday. But imagine if you saw 10 people standing there. Two people, they say, oh, those crazy people are still there after all these years. Well, that's kind of a witness in itself. But 10 people standing there, people in cars, in buses, and in apartments, they take note of that. They see the signs. Life is precious. Life is good. They see that, and believe me, it's a witness. You never know what it touches. It touches somebody in a train that's thinking of an abortion, and they see a sign. Life is precious. You never know. And you know what? Father has taught us nothing is wasted. You say, yeah, well, did anybody see my sign today? It doesn't matter. The Lord made somebody see the sign. That's what he does. He says, you go out and take the step in faith and do something for me, do something for and give glory to me, and I will take you and I will show you how that is multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And you may not see that, but you are my faithful one, says the Lord. And you may not see how he multiplied it, but believe me, he does. We have to do the first step. We have to stand there and be a witness. So 40 Days for Life, you can go on the computer and type in 40 Days for Life, 40 Days for Life. Get more information or just come any day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and come from any time from 8 until 11. Join people there. Join people and be a witness for the truth. That is my second invitation. Do we have a time for a third invitation? Okay, here's another one in case you say, I don't like those two, but I hope you're not saying that. I hope you're going to do all three. Now, there's a big national, I'm back to Planned Parenthood now. There's a big national protest against Planned Parenthood, and it's taking place at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue on October 10th. I believe that's a Saturday from 9 to 11, and it's just for rosary. So don't feel that you, either of these things I'm saying, don't feel like, oh my gosh, I have to go speak. Well, I'm calling, these are for prayer warriors that will stand there in the cold, in the hot, in the rain, and speak for the unborn. By you standing there, you're the voice of the unborn. The unborn has no voice. The poorest of the poor is the unborn child in the womb. The most marginalized, the most fragile. So you're praying, you bring your rosary, and you may have a sign, you may not have a sign, but the signs are always beautiful. There's nothing hard about the signs, hard to look at. It's just that you're there as a gentle reminder that we are in the evil of taking children from the womb, and you're reminding people, what are we doing, people? This is wrong, and our God weeps. Our God is not happy. So I invite you now to come any day during the week for an hour or two to pray, because we're in the 40 Days for Life right now. Rita Russo, wonderful woman, has been running this now for 3 or 4 years. It's a lot of work. She gets the names down and she does it and she brings the people. So God bless Rita. But now in the other one, come on October 10th. You'll see a lot of people there because it's the second Saturday, I think. So it's going to be a rosary group. So come there. Come. That's my invitation. Come out and let your light shine.
The people inside the mill, they hate to see people outside. It's bad for business. Only God knows how many people have turned away because people were there. That's just the way it is. They hate when people are out there just being silent. They hate it because it's bad for business. And don't you worry, abortion is a business. It is a business. And we know that the only way to stop abortion is through the power of God. This is something that's been taking place. We've been saying 60 million children for the last 7 years. There's more than 60 million children. Only God knows how many children we have killed and how many mothers are left desolate. So why don't you come out October 10th, 9 to 11. October 10th, remember that number, October 10th, 9 to 11, or call your representative and senator at 202-224-3121. I'll say it again, 202-224-3121. Or go any day in front of 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, and just to go and be a silent prayer. God will use you. People say, I'm not used by God. You've got to step out in order to be used. You can have your own stories. You can have your own stories that God did this and God did that because you put yourself out a little. And you know, what does it mean to put ourselves out a little? It means a baby might be born. A woman might be saved. This is so important. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And we pray this last prayer for the Holy Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.